Does it feel like a normal Tuesday after a Monday, maybe after a nice weekend? Or does our current normal change the way you think about the passage and flow of time and days and the way we compartmentalize things that way? In some ways, just to, you know, organize and look forward and look back. And other ways, you know, you wonder, you know, what's all that about? Because one day now, for many at home, starts looking like another. And I'm as I'm saying this, I'm working in the, you know, the home studio now. I think it's day five of the home studio. And never thought I would, when I first started in the business, I mean, right in college, first paying job, part-time, was at a radio station in Tacoma, Washington at the time, KMO. Classic old call letters, been around since the 20s. And I went up the stairs from the lobby to the studio. You had to climb the stairs. And you know, I stepped in, and I'd just gotten my first setup to be paid. And I saw the disc jockey in there. I said, so this is it. He goes, this is where the magic happens. The studio. But we're recreating magic in our own way now. Large, small. Sometimes, you know, barely there, but we're doing it. We're coping. How are you coping? What are some ways to cope better? I want to ask the good doctor about this. Dr. John Braccio, senior, drjohnb.com, the place for the podcast at Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. He's with us now. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And this is clearly a time that we do want to keep our sanity and patience during this whole, you know, coronavirus crisis in our home or apartment or where we might live. And kind of into that point, I've come up with a number of things people can do. It's not meant to be all-inclusive, but it is things that people talk about and things that I think could be useful to be thinking about if you're in your home, which a good share of people are, most people. I guess work on tolerance and patience for those around you. Begin learning a new language or skill set that maybe you always wanted to do. Further develop your spiritual moral self. You know, watch movies, YouTube, and TV programs that bring you joy and satisfaction. And start a journal to leave a permanent record of what you were doing and thinking during the coronavirus crisis of 2020. Learn the rules of the game you may want to learn that you never learned. Listen to music that is both uplifting and enjoyable. Calm yourself with some combination of medication, self-hypnosis, relaxation, deep breathing, yoga, Pilates. Call family and friends, old and new, to be uplifting for you and them. Moderately play computer and non-computer games. Use the internet to find things of interest to help with potential boredom. Read the book you were going to read or reread right away, family projects in the home. And do whatever is helpful overall to whatever it helps you at this particular difficult time. So those are kind of a broad-based set of suggestions, but I think if people think about those and others they may have, that's what you really need to do right now. This can be an exciting time to learn things, explore yourself, help explore yourself with others, which a lot of people, I think, may be doing, but it is something to aim for. Rather than see yourself locked in the house, see it as the time to move forward in your own personal development and development with your children, with your family, with friends. And so it can be actually a positive, exciting time in spite of the horrible circumstances under which all this is happening.
What are some of the things you would think of now that you do not want to do during this time of isolation and, you know, maybe being bunkered in where we're not freely traveling, which we're so ingrained and programmed to do? What are some things that you would tell people don't do?
Well, don't catastrophize. Don't imagine the worst happening to you, those you love for, okay? Don't imagine that the worst. Don't be thinking disaster is right around the corner for you. That's one major thing. And a lot of people do that in life anyway, okay, let alone when you already do have something like this going on.
Right.
Second of all, try to be positive. Again, try to use this whole experience to make yourself a more effective person. I like the idea of journaling. I talked to another person who was using this as a journaling time. And this is something that people can look back, your family, in 50, 100, 200 years, who knows? This is quite an experience. Last thing we had this dramatic was really the Spanish flu back in 1918. Mm-hmm. So if this happens every century, hopefully not even every century, but if that's the pattern, if having records, having things, and I've been reading on the internet, there are records people made of that time. And people even are talking about grandparents and great-grandparents that lived during that time. So try to use it as a time where you're chronicling your feelings, what's happening. I think that could be useful to family members that will find something like this almost impossible to believe it could happen. And that's another thing, too. Kind of take a view. You're really a person of history. This is really a horrible event. On the other hand, we're certainly seeing the first line workers out there. We're seeing physicians, we're seeing people in grocery stores, we're seeing the truck drivers, we're seeing the farmers, we're seeing people, the number of people that we may not think of and give that much credit to, that really are keeping our lifestyle afloat during this time. Again, how many people really realize that most everything comes by truck? How many people are really thinking of the farmers that are out in the rural areas working day after day trying to get things done for us? Who's thinking of the people in the grocery store stocking the shelves? We may think of them, but now I think we're really giving them a lot of thinking. We certainly do, the nurses, the doctors, the technicians, the people that are doing things. But we have a society where a large part of it is helping us, and they're taking risks. So I think
they are. It's not without risk. That supply chain is there. Yes. I live very close to the Grand River, and on the other side are the main railroad tracks. And usually I just think of, you know, I hear, well, there goes a train. Now I think, wow, there goes more. I mean, there are people who are going to be able to be sustained thanks to that rail moving right now. It's a big deal.
It really is. And so it's a time for really appreciation. If you're a spiritual person, you can really try to develop yourself and try to get more meaning and understanding in life. But this is a time that we really can appreciate people that we've, I don't want to say we've taken them for granted. I remember a few years ago, I ran into your daughter at Meijer, okay, working and keeping busy, who, by the way, is doing some pretty wonderful things right now, I might add. But again, now when you see someone who's helping and doing things, I think we tend to be more appreciative, and we more understand, like if you go into a store and someone's there, they are taking a risk for you. They're there to make sure you have what you need to live. So this is a time of appreciation. And so those are things I think we can focus on. I think if we're going to focus on, I'm mad about this, this has me locked in my house, I'm going to be fighting with people, I'm with people I don't want to be with, then you can see where that's going. So I think we want to work on tolerance.
It just reminds me of things that it reminds me of times I've told my old kids, never know if it would come around. What, you think this is a big deal? Let me tell you, when a really big deal hits, you're not going to think this is much at all that you're worried about at this particular point. You made a great point about putting it into context, okay? It is something serious, and we've got to deal with it. But for some people, they're able to let go of some of the other things because they realize now those were holding me back, those were holding me down, and they're not as bad. This is bad. Those aren't so bad. It's a good, it's a good kind of reflection. I'm not going to call it an epiphany, but it comes close to that, I would think, for some people. Again, apologies for the technical that we had occur there. I'm surprised we haven't had more because we're kind of seat of the pants with this broadcast experiment, but you do what you got to do, right? And we are doing it here on the Morning Wake Up, and it's always good to have the good doctor, Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com. Remember that, drjohnb.com. Go there for the podcast, Regional Psychological from East Lansing. Take care of yourself, to you and yours, okay?
Listen, I will. And if that's our biggest issue of the day, then what a great day it's going to be, Dave.
Absolutely. Hey, so see, listen, there it is. More perspective. I need that. I need that right now.